Saranena sadhim pancha silang dhammang sadukang surakitang katva apamadena sampadeta vam sadhu 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 sadhu. So very nice to see so many people here. I was expecting, because it's a holiday tomorrow, that there wouldn't be so many people. Usually in Australia that's what happens. So I'll introduce myself to begin with. I am Venerable Nisarana. I'm one of Ajahn Brahm's students. And I have been a bhikkhu, my upasampada, 19 years now. And for the past 10 and a half years, I have been living in Sri Lanka. And I go occasionally to back to the Perth, to Australia, and visit the monastery, visit Ajahn Brahm. So very good. And so it's very nice for me living in Sri Lanka. I actually live in Purana Galena in the country, not far from Bamangoda, and practicing on my own. It's in a group, but practicing on my own. It sounds a bit of a contradiction. So this evening, the theme for this evening was finding our balance. And how to integrate our practice into daily life, particularly at home and at work. So that will be the theme for this evening. How much we follow that, we'll see how we go. So that's good. And I will start with the introduction to the meditation. This is very important. I was saying just before the meditation that in Sri Lanka people can listen to a lot of desanas, and there are a lot of talks available on television, on the radio. I go on Bindapata. When I go on Bindapata, many mornings I see people watching the television, watching a desana. I stand there and watch some of it too. So in Sri Lanka, there's certainly enough desanas. People have access to that, and that's very good. But often I feel people don't have so much encouragement to meditate, and that confidence to meditate. So I like to put an emphasis on that. So I'm very pleased that this evening we had the opportunity to meditate. When we meditate together, I don't know if you've done this very often, it's much more supportive of the practice, I think, of the practice of meditation. It's very helpful for our meditation. Why that should be so, I'm not completely sure. I think it's sort of group support energy. I don't think it's totally... some people say, well, you know, you don't want to get up and leave. Everybody will see you. It's not out of peer group pressure. This is the English term, isn't it? Peer group pressure. I feel there's a support there, so that's very important. So I was going to introduce the meditation, and then I'll do a guided meditation. So give you the idea of how it will progress. The most important thing in our meditation for all of us, actually, is overcoming the five hindrances, isn't it? The Panchanivarana. This is what the Buddha said is that it's really our major objective, not only in meditation, but in our lives, isn't it, really? Because the Panchanivarana are the kilesa, the defilements in our mind. They don't only occur when we're meditating. Sometimes they're more obvious. But they occur in our lives. So overcoming those is very important. And one of the most important ways of doing that, of developing meditation, overcoming the hindrances, is of course right effort, samavayama. And one of the most important aspects of that is that by developing the wholesome, by developing the kusala, we can, as it were, displace, reduce, and temporarily perhaps abandon the akusala, the unwholesome. And so what we can do in our meditation is, of course, what the Buddha encouraged us to do, and that's to develop this sort of gladness, pamudra, in meditation, and for that to naturally, as it were, turn into joy, rapture, piti, and for that to turn into pasadi, tranquility of the body and the mind, and then for happiness, sukha, to arise, and then samadhi. That's not the end of the process, of course. Then the Buddha said, from that we can develop yata bhuta jnanadasana. So this is wisdom that this is insight that sees into the nature of reality. So this is an important process. Often I see meditators, you've probably seen it too, very grim. they don't look very happy to me, actually. And this is one of the lessons you just see, isn't it, when you see someone like Ajahn Brahm. He's a very happy person. And the message that we should all gather from that is, it is from happiness that the mind becomes peaceful, becomes still, that we turn within. If we're not happy, where do we look? We look outside. That's where most people look. You know, they look into the world, they want to see things, hear things, smell things, and taste and touch things. And this is where most people are looking for happiness. But of course, where it's coming from is inside. So the important thing with the meditation is, how do we develop this happiness, this pamudra in the mind? And there are so many ways we can do it, to develop it. And for instance, we can use contentment, that things are good, we have enough, we're fine. And this is a very useful one for calming the mind down, bringing happiness. Because often, isn't it, we are thinking we haven't got enough. We're looking, we feel unfulfilled, we feel like we need more. And contentment is taking us in the opposite direction, that we have enough. And we can use Maitri, we can use Metta, loving kindness, we can use Mudita Karuna, Upeka, all these things we can use. And one of my favorites, of course, is gratitude, because gratitude is very easy for us to arouse. It's always, I don't know anybody that's not grateful, doesn't feel thankful to someone, to some situation in their life. So gratitude is a very useful one for developing a wholesome state of mind. And so this evening I was going to use a different one. It came to me that this is quite good. Lately I've been thinking very much in terms of this, is to use the theme of giving, of dharma. This is the opposite of what most of us are doing during our lives. We're always wanting to get, aren't we? And so giving goes in the opposite direction. It goes against the stream. It goes against tanha. This is craving or wanting. So it's a very useful theme to develop. And the purpose of using that theme is actually to develop that feeling of giving. You know, when we give, there's this feeling of happiness. Usually there's a happiness, the joy of giving. It's a nice feeling. And here in Sri Lanka, I think dana, giving, is very well established. So it should be an easy approach to meditation. And what are we giving during the meditation? We're giving kindness, we're giving joy, we're giving acceptance to whatever we experience in the meditation. So this is the theme that I will be using during the guided meditation. And usually I like to start meditation with a clear intention, because I find if we don't have an intention, I do this sometimes, I sit down, don't have an intention, I find the mind can easily wander off. It hasn't got got something in mind, it hasn't got a direction. So it's very useful to have an intention in mind. And during the recent retreat with Ajahn Brahm in Bandaruela, it was quite interesting, he said to establish an adhisthana of just being here for the meditation, for the bhavana. And this is very useful, just to suggest to the mind, you know, this is what I'm here for, is for the bhavana, whatever happens. The important thing with our intention is it's not a demand. It's not an expectation, you know, not demanding we go into jhana or or whatever, you know, or into very peaceful states. It's actually just a direction for the mind, and then we let it be. So that's important, I think, for all meditation. Otherwise, I find, you know, for myself, you've probably found it too, the mind can really wander off and just lose the plot. This is what they say in the West. So that's a very important aspect to it. And then, of course, I like to, this evening I'll do it anyway, is to remember, and this is actually a very useful way to develop a wholesome feeling, remember our teachers that have given us these spiritual teachings, whether they be, you know, like the Buddha or more recent teachers, whether they be other religious teachers like Christ or Muhammad, whoever. You know, that we remember with thanks their teaching. And then to move on to the body. And this is during the meditation retreat that we had in Bandaruela, Ajahn Brahm was really putting a lot of emphasis on the way we set up the body. Incredibly, a lot of emphasis. And too often, I mean, I always do relax the body, for instance, but too often we think of it as a very preliminary step, but it's actually part of mindfulness, isn't it? Kaya, sati, that we are paying attention to the body and we're putting it in the best possible posture for the meditation. So this is very important. And when we do this, it's not only with mindfulness, it's with a kindness. And I don't know if you know Ajahn Brahm's combination of mindfulness and kindness, but kindfulness. So it's a sort of a sense of accepting, of kindness, of gentleness towards the body. And we have the feedback that we get back from mindfulness, that the body's in the best possible position. Then after we have set up the body quite well, then I like this approach actually, then we can focus on an area that's difficult, uncomfortable, and give that full attention, full kindness, this full acceptance. The important thing with this giving, the important thing with kindness, is it's not a demand, it is not an expectation that this will go away, to get rid of it. If you do that, it won't work. If you're just very open, if you're very kind, things will change. But if we have the expectation, well, I'll give some kindness and then we'll go. That's not really kindness. Actually, that's making a deal. It's making a deal. It doesn't work, actually. So this is a very important point. And then from that, once one's, as it were, relaxed or given this kind attention to that place, wherever it be, the stomach, the knees, the back, we all have some area, then we can move that sense of well-being, relaxation, kindness, to the top of the body, up the body, and then down the body, so that the whole body has a sense of well-being. So that's the body, and that's very important, actually, for, as I said, Ajahn Brahm really emphasized at this retreat. And next, of course, is the mind. And another thing he was teaching, I hadn't heard this before, actually, he was always teaching something new, adding something, is the mind. And he had this, he gave this idea, this concept of a peace meter in the mind. Have you heard of this peace meter? I hadn't heard of it before. And the idea is to check out where your mind is at. Is it very peaceful, medium peaceful? Is it very medium agitated or very agitated? So this is a very good thing to check out the mind and see where it is at the moment. Of course, there are other conditions that I think are important too, especially after a working day, your mind might be tired. So it's good to know that too, that your mind might be tired. That's peaceful, but it probably lacks a bit of energy. So then, having checked out the mind, that's very important, to come into the present moment. And with the mind too, it's very good then to give it a gift of kindness too, then to calm it down if it needs it, then to give it a bit more energy if it needs it, is important. And then from there we come to the present moment, to let go of the past and the future, and to just give ourselves really a gift of freedom. Because, of course, most of us, we're in prison by the past, what we've done, what we've said, and by the future, what we're planning to do, where we're going. And so I think, I was thinking the present moment is like a clearing in the forest, and we're surrounded by the past and the future, but for the time being, we're in this clearing, as it were. And it reminded me of Ajahn Sumedho had a very nice simile for the present moment. And he called it a holiday for the heart. A holiday for the heart. It comes from a Thai saying, evidently. And that's a lovely way to think of meditation, isn't it? A holiday for the heart. It's not hard work. Holiday, going on holiday. Because people, when they have the perception of a holiday, that really makes them happy and brings happiness to the mind, so that's very good. So then from the present moment we can move on to the breath, and again we give this feeling of hopefully aroused, of kindness, of acceptance, of warmth to the breath. And not only to give it to the breath, but to combine it with the breath, so that the breath has this quality. Our breath is pretty neutral. Most people, you know, you just breathe in. People say, well, I don't really notice it, actually. But we can give this, the breath, make it more interesting by combining the feeling with it. So if we have this feeling of giving, we can combine that with the breath. And that way, the mind is much, much more interested. It will stay with the breath, it's more interested. and the meditation will go deeper, can go deeper and get more peaceful. So this is a very useful. After that, after we've moved to the breath, then I will stop the guided meditation and then we can just continue. However, usually, for all of us, then say the wandering mind comes up, doesn't it? Thinking occurs. And people don't like that usually. They don't like that and they fight with it often. But when we experience the mind wandering off, we shouldn't be surprised. I mean, goodness, what do we do all day, half the night? We think. So what we can have at those times is also kindness, acceptance for it. This is natural. This is what happens. And also the awareness. Often when we have awareness, thinking is happening. Just by that awareness, it will go. Most often we get caught up in the story and the thinking goes on and on and on. And we're not really awake. We're so involved that we're not aware of it. But as soon as you become aware of it, especially with kindness, you don't want to have the attitude of, get out of here. No, I don't want this thinking. If you do that, you'll enter into a battle. And the mind won't be peaceful, meditation won't be peaceful, and cannot settle down. So that's an important thing. And with every meditation, towards the end of it, I also ask people to review the meditation, to how they feel now, and what were the causes. So just to give you that feedback. And then I like to, very important for me, is to share the energy of the meditation with all beings, with everyone here, family and friends and all beings. Because then, very important for me, it's not only for myself, it's for others. And that is actually a very, very useful, for me it's a very motivating thing, because you feel this is a benefit to others. And the power of the mind, especially if it has samadhi and wisdom, is enormous. And lastly, there's something I think also very important, I see it in Sri Lanka a lot, to make an aspiration to develop more giving in our lives, to develop more of this giving to the meditation, giving to our minds, giving to life, giving to others. So to develop more of this quality. When we have an aspiration, the mind will tend to go in that direction. And that's why I always like in Sri Lanka when we do the Imina Punya Kamena Mame Bala Samagamo Satam Samagamo Hotu Yava Nibbana Bhaktiya. You know the meaning? It will point your mind to always being associated with the wise, particularly when you take rebirth. And it's very important that we go towards the company of the wise. And I always feel too with that gata, that the wise is also, the foolish and the wise are inside us as well. So this is a very important quality we want to develop. The wisdom inside us, not the foolishness. So I think now that's probably more than enough for the introduction to the meditation. Now to do it, because otherwise you'll get very uncomfortable, I think, sitting on the floor. So if we can close our eyes and you have an idea of how valuable the meditation. So you can close the eyes and you can become aware of just being here in the present moment. And we can be aware of our intention for the meditation for the next half an hour, 45 minutes. Just to be here for the meditation, for the bhavana. We don't have anything, anywhere we have to go, we don't have anything we have to do. We're just here for the bhavana, for the meditation. those teachers, all the teachers that have given us these teachings, spiritual teachings, be they the Buddha or Jesus, Muhammad, or even recent teachers like Ajahn Brahm and others. Just remembering the thanks, their gift, the gift they've given us, they've given the world. Turn our mindfulness to the body, to arranging the body, setting up the body, beginning with the feet and the legs, finding as comfortable a posture as possible, just moving it to see if we can improve the comfort of the body so that it doesn't become a distraction during the meditation. Just seeing what is better for the legs. And then moving up the body to the buttocks, the bottom, and making it as comfortable as possible. And then moving the attention to the back and finding a comfortable position for that, not too far forward, not too far back. A balanced position that you find comfortable, relaxed. Bringing the attention to the front of the body, just to see how you can make that more comfortable. So the posture is comfortable, not rigid, not stiff. Time we're giving this kindness, this gentleness, this warm attention to the body. So often we don't pay much attention to it, except when it's very sick, or we're trying to get a lot of pleasure out of it in one way or another. So we give this kind, undemanding attention to the body. Now we move the attention to the shoulders and can move them to just find what's comfortable, to let go of some of the tension that accumulates during the day. You can move it just to find a comfortable posture. Place the attention on the arms and the hands, finding what is most comfortable for you, whether it's having the hands in the lap, on the knees, just where you can, they feel comfortable. And giving the arms, the hands, this warmth, this kindness, caring, Now we bring our attention to the neck and the head and find a good balance for the neck and the head, which is comfortable, not too far forward, not too far back, not to the left, not to the right. Just balanced and comfortable. Feeling this wishing the head, the neck well, giving you a warm attention, kindness. Bring the whole body to mind, just aware of the whole body from the head to the tips of the toes. Just sitting with the body. And if you notice any area that's uncomfortable, then maybe there's some pain or tension, just give this kindness, this kindfulness, this warm mindfulness, this giving to that pain, this acceptance to that discomfort, really just warming it up with our sense of giving. Allowing it just to be, to relax, soothing it. Can spread a sense of well-being from that area to the upper part of the body, whether it be the stomach, where the area was uncomfortable, the knees or the back. We spread this feeling of well-being from that area to the top of the body. And then we extend it from that area to the lower part of the body, the lower area, the body down to the legs, the toes, so that the whole body has a sense of well-being, comfort. So that it is not a problem when we meditate. Turn our attention to the mind and we check out this peace-o-meter, like a speedometer, peace-o-meter, to see how peaceful the mind is, or if the mind is agitated, just to see what state the mind is in. If it needs calming down, to give this kind suggestion of calming, quietening, letting things be. If we're tired, just to bring some brightness to the mind, pushing energy. And when we become aware of the breath, and the breath comes to us, as it were, we can give it this gift, this giving, this gift of kindness, of warmth. Breathing in that kindness, and breathing out that kindness. Combining that feeling of kindness, gentleness, warmth, and the breathing, the in-breath and the out-breath. The guidance until the end of the meditation, towards the end. And now we are coming close to the end of the meditation, so we can reflect for a few moments on how we feel and what brought these feelings up, what caused them. And we can share this energy, this merit with all the beings here, with all our family and friends, with all beings everywhere, that they may experience the gift of kindness, of giving actually, kindness, care, acceptance to themselves and others. Lastly, may my mind develop more and more giving to the moment, giving to the mind, giving to the body, giving to others, to all beings, this gift of kindness, care, and acceptance. Slowly come out of the meditation, open the eyes and move the body to make ourselves more comfortable. And now maybe just to share the merits with those that have departed, our friends and family who have died, passed away, and with all beings, with the devas particularly, who can help others as well. Sarvata jamhei sambhatam punya sambhatam Sammedeva anmodantu sambha sambhati sindhya Sambhe bhuta anmodantu sambha sambhati sindhya Sambhe satta anmodantu sambha sambhati sindhya Inam bhunyati nam hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo Inam menyati nam hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo Inam menyati nam hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo Akashakta chabhumatta deva naga mahindika Punyantam anumoditva chiram rakantu sasanam Chiram rakantu desanam Chiram rakantu mamparanti Imina punya kamena mame vada samadhamo Satam samadhamo hotu yavanibhana bhaktiya Idam me punya kammam asavakkayavaham hotu sabba dukkha pamucchantu Abhivadam nasilisa nityam vandapachayino Chattaro dhamma vadanti ayuvano sukham balam Ayur arogya sambhati saga sambhati mevacha Atami bana sambhati niminate samijatu Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.